Good morning. Welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning, we're visiting with Greg Vandenberg, and he is the beginning farmer manager for Practical Farmers of Iowa. Good morning, Greg.
Well, good morning.
Greg, I noticed that you have a beginning farmer workshop coming up on Saturday, March 11th, and we want to talk about the details. But before we do that, we maybe should just bring people up to date or acquaint them with Practical Farmers of Iowa. What's that group about?
Yeah, so Practical Farmers of Iowa, we're a farmer membership organization that was founded in 1985. Our mission is really to strengthen farms and communities through farmer-led investigation and information sharing. So basically, we really listen to our members and provide the information that they're looking for and help them share that information with each other, because ultimately, they're the ones in the fields and the with the livestock, and they're the experts. So to be able to share that with others is a really great tool. Mm.
And so many times around the Iowa, and you go visit the farms. So you not only talk about what they're doing, you're right there to see what they're doing on their own farms.
Exactly. We do so many different events throughout the year. We do a lot of different off-season programming, such as this beginning farmer workshop coming up. But we also do a lot of field days through the season, mm-hmm. and so it gives those farmers a chance to go out and join us and see what those farmers are doing, maybe even see some of that on-farm research that they're doing out there live.
Okay. We have a minute. We'll come back and talk a little bit about that on-farm research. but we need to tell people, because this is coming right up this Saturday, March 11th, 9 to 4, you have a program going on in Harlan. What's
that? Yes, we do. We've partnered up with the Farm Service Agency. So we're going to have Steve Luke and Bill Anderson from the local FSA office out there, and they're going to really help beginning farmers get a good understanding of what financial literacy is and what it is when they're going to look for some building capital to build their farms and just operating funds. What do they need to prepare when they go and meet with their lender, be a FSA officer, or even just their local bank? Mm-hmm. So we're going to start with that, and then in the afternoon we're going to shift into more of a marketing focus. Where are they going to get their customers? How are they going to market these goods that they're selling? So we've got Ash Bruxworth that's going to come out and kind of walk through a marketing plan and share some ideas and really get into the nitty-gritty and hopefully leave with some really great ideas on paper.
Now, it says this is for beginning and aspiring farmers. How do you define beginning farmers?
So a beginning farmer, we loosely defined as somebody that's been the principal operator for under 10 years. And then those aspiring are really those that want to farm but aren't quite sure where to farm, what to farm, or just don't have the land yet and are still kind of figuring out their operation.
Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes those aspiring farmers did not grow up on farms. They may not have much agricultural background. They're being really brave, and some people would say really foolish, for thinking that they might want to be a farmer. But this would be a great way to get a little more information to put in their thought process.
Oh, so very true. We see so many of our beginning farmers, especially in our network. I think at our last beginning farmer survey in 2014, we had, 57% of our beginning farmers were totally new to farming,
wow.
Hadn't grown up on a farm, or were at least a generation removed. So to be able to share that information and that they didn't have it passed down through their family. So It's great to have a source to go to for that.
Yeah, that experience is the best teacher, but it doesn't necessarily apply to them. They've got to start with where they are. So, you know,
exactly.
We didn't mention, Greg, where this is being held in Harlan and what time.
So it is at the Thickelson's Activity Center in Harlan, and we're going to kick off at 9 a.m. and wrap up by 4 p.m. tomorrow,
okay.
On Saturday.
On Saturday. Is there a fee? Are you charging it? Are you charging anything for this program?
No, we are not charging. Trying to keep the barrier low, so it's open to all, and everybody has a chance to take advantage of this.
Okay, so that's one of the things that Practical Farmers of Iowa does. I think that just because you're doing this beginning farmer, you do lots of other programs too, but you really want to draw those people in. So will any of this information involve being acquainted with computers and computer programs?
We won't necessarily be on any computers,
right.
But I know with the marketing, a big focus of that is going to be digital marketing with websites and social media. So there's definitely that opportunity. And all of the business plan worksheets that we use are available online as well. So they have that opportunity when they go home to kind of plug those numbers in and kind of use their computer to make those a little bit easier.
And for probably most people coming to this program, using their computers is not part of the challenge. They're used to doing computer work, but it's the specific farm-related things that are probably going to be new to them.
Exactly. Yep. Okay. And so really focusing on those items.
So we'll remind folks here in a little bit that this is coming up this Saturday and where. But I want to talk a little more about, you mentioned on-farm research is being done by members. What are some of the topics? What are they researching?
Oh, last year, I think we did a pepper trial. So looking at different varieties of peppers, and different farmers across the state took those peppers and figured and did different growing methods with them. Some started with soil blocks and some started with the plastic trays to see which one, because some farmers have a really hard time starting peppers. I know I do. And so different testing those different ways to see how those turn out.
And when those farmers, is that, are the vegetables, the small crops, is that their only income, or are you finding that many farmers are adding that to their soybeans and corn and hogs or whatever else they're doing?
It's starting to see a few of the larger row crops starting to diversify, but also we have a good chunk of vegetable farmers that really specialize in that. They grow, their CSA is really their main avenue of revenue, and so they really focus on that. And so to be able to grow things like peppers or cucumbers at a efficient level to keep your cost low is really important to them.
Don't have to have quite as much land to start out with.
Exactly. And so it makes that a little easier barrier for those beginning farmers. They can start with a smaller piece of land and farm it intensively and gather their income that way.
So in your program, I'm thinking you include some of those programs that try to pair an experienced farmer, somebody who maybe is kind of getting to the end of their farm life, with those that are wanting to get onto the farm?
Yeah, we do. We do that a couple different ways. One way we do that is through a savings incentive program. So that's more of kind of a mentorship program for our beginning farmers. It's a two-year program where beginning farmers are enrolled into the program. They practice business planning skills, networking, attend many events throughout the two-year program, and then also through it, they're saving $100 a month. So it's really building that habit of putting away money and using it for capital. And then at the end of that program, we'll match their up to $2,400, so they have $4,800 to apply towards an asset that's really going to help improve their farm. It could be land, it could be a piece of equipment that's going to improve efficiency, anything that's going to help them continue on. So we have that way, and we also have another way, a Find a Farmer website, where land is kind of a matchmaking website where landowners can go on and post what they have available. So if they're looking to retire, they've got the land they're going to sell or lease, they could share it on there. But then the land seekers, a lot of those beginning farmers, can go on there and set up a profile for what they're looking for. And so it matches them that way. So if somebody's looking for a cattle farm and there's a cattle farmer that's in the area that's looking to retire, it puts those two together and hopefully makes that a match.
And you're there, Greg, as a resource also, because you are the beginning farmer manager for Practical Farmers of Iowa. And for connection, I think the easiest thing to do is just go to a website and go Practical Farmers of Iowa, and you'll find all kinds of information and the contact information for all of the folks that work with Practical Farmers of Iowa. So remind us about this workshop coming up on Saturday. Where and what time do they need to pre-register? Give us that background.
So we're meeting on Saturday, March 11th, this Saturday, at the Thickelson Activity Center in Harlan from 9 to 4. RSVP is definitely preferred. It's open to everyone, no charge to come. And you can RSVP to me at greg@practicalfarmers.org or go to our website for more information.
All right. No fee. And we didn't say before, but lunch isn't provided. So it's a great deal for aspiring and beginning. And remember, beginning doesn't mean brand new into
exactly.
10 years. So folks, take advantage of this wonderful workshop that's coming up. We want to thank you very much, Greg Vandenberg, for visiting with us this morning.
Well, Well, thank you so much for taking the time, Levon. Mm-hmm.
Till next time, here's the thought. You don't have to change that much for it to make a great deal of difference.